There was an apology today from Japanese Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi for his country's aggression in Asia during World War II. It came at a summit of Asian and African leaders in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta. Here's what it sounded like through an interpreter.
In the past, Japan, through its colonial rule and aggression, caused tremendous damage and suffering to the people of many countries, particularly to those of Asian nations. Japan squarely faces these facts of history in a spirit of humility and with feelings of deep remorse and heartfelt apology always engraved in mind.
Those words were intended for one audience in particular, China. Over the past few weeks, there have been anti-Japanese protests in a number of Chinese cities. People there were angered by new history textbooks in Japan that toned down language about Japan's wartime atrocities. Joining us from Beijing is NPR's Rob Gifford. And Rob, does this apology today from Prime Minister Koizumi go further than apologies of the past?
It doesn't really. What is different, though, is the context. It's in front of 100 Asian and African leaders who are gathered in Jakarta for the 50th anniversary of the Bandung Conference in 1955. And certainly Japan has never done this in front of so many world leaders. And as you say, it's clearly been brought on by the demonstrations, the rioting in China over the last few weeks. And I think the Japanese, in some ways, they're trying to lay the war to rest in many ways, but they're also perhaps trying to call China's bluff. I think they are trying to say, look, we're apologizing here, and to almost dare China to publish the full apology in the Chinese media and lay this thing to rest. Because in the past, there have been, I think, 16 or 17 previous apologies, and they have not really been reported in the Chinese media. So everyone here in China thinks that Japan has never even once apologized.
Well, if they are trying to call China's bluff, is that working? What's the reaction been from the government, say?
Well, we've just had a statement from the Chinese Foreign Ministry in response to this, saying that President Koizumi expressing this attitude in this arena is welcome, but to express it is one aspect, he said. What's of more importance is the action. You have to make it a reality. A very crucial element of this will be how the Chinese media actually transmits this to the Chinese people. If the Chinese government decides that it wants to move on from here and accept this apology, then it will put the apology in the media. If it doesn't, if it decides that it still wants to keep Japan as a sort of scapegoat for all sorts of things, then we may see that played down, and what we may see played up is the visit in Tokyo by a group of lawmakers in Tokyo to the Yasukuni Shrine, where the Class A war criminals from World War II are enshrined. And I have a feeling that the Chinese newspapers may latch on to that a little bit more than they do to the apology. There are a lot of people here who do not want to see Japan as apologetic.
Rob, there is, of course, a bigger backdrop to all of this geopolitically. You've got China opposing Japan's bid to get a permanent seat on the UN Security Council. What are the effects when relations between these two countries are so tense?
Well, the consequences could be very, very important because, of course, this debate is about the past. Much of it is about the past. But it's also very, very much about the future. And I think what we're seeing now is both countries looking to the future and trying to work out what kind of future it's going to be. China is rising. And Japan, in many ways, I think, doesn't really know how to deal with that. Japan itself is changing. Many in Japan say they want a normal country. Now, they don't want to not be able to have a military. They don't want to not be able to participate abroad. So you've got these massive changes going on geopolitically. And really, this is what's happened in the last few weeks is a symbol of the collision, I think, of these two great Asian powers. And I think if it's not handled well, it really could lead on to greater hostility and real problems in the years to come.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing. Rob, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Melissa.